You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. For years, cryptocurrency has been simmering at the edges of the financial system, viewed by many as a kind of fad. But now it seems like crypto is having its moment. This week, an exchange-traded fund, or ETF, that tracks Bitcoin futures debuted on the New York Stock Exchange. Futures are contracts that guess what Bitcoin might cost in the future, so the fund rises and falls based on how people think the cryptocurrency will perform rather than what it actually does. Bitcoin is a pretty volatile asset, and now it's being accepted by one of the oldest and most traditional financial institutions in the world. And it's a topic for quality assurance. Gil Luria is a technology strategist at D.A. Davidson. He says there are a few reasons why 2021 has been a turning point for crypto.
Many of the fund managers have already held crypto in their accounts for many years and have made a lot of money doing so. So they were prompted to start thinking about that as an investment their fund should make, that they should make on behalf of their customers. The second one is Bitcoin has grown to such a level, you can't just think of it as a cute little thing on the side. It's a big deal, and you have to have a strategy and you have to start dabbling. And finally, the third one and very important development was Coinbase going public. There's a mega cap that trades on the exchange this year. It started earlier this year. That all they do is crypto.
These are institutions that, you know, are very skeptical of crypto. But right now we do have these low interest rates. How are they marketing that to their clients?
Well, the right way to market it, and we see all the different ways, the right way to market crypto is that it is a highly speculative asset class. It should only be invested in with amounts that an investor is willing to lose.
How are regulators generally approaching this here in the U.S., this year of change around crypto?
Very thoughtfully. They have a lot of tools to address the types of behavior they're seeing in the market. There are things that are outright fraudulent, and they are going after those criminals. And that's a good thing, and we want that. There's nuances to crypto that they still have to adapt to, and they're doing that, and they're asking Congress to help them with that. But overall, they do have the tools to deal with it. And it, as it happens, the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, is a crypto expert. And so he has a good plan that he's started executing on how to make sure that these crypto-related companies are well regulated. And that's a good thing for everybody involved. These companies should be regulated. Consumers need to be protected, but they need to be protected without shutting it down and slowing the growth of the category.
Gil Luria is a technology strategist at D.A. Davidson. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.